December 25, 1929, how the birth of Jesus was the rebirth of the divine will in his humanity, and everything he did were rebirths of it, formed in him in order to make it be reborn in creatures. Jesus was the true sacrificed one of his will. I was thinking of when my most sweet baby Jesus, fidgeting with love, came out of the womb of his celestial mama. What joy for her to be able to squeeze him in her arms, kiss him, and engage in a contest in loving the one who so much loved her. But while many thoughts were crowding my mind about the holy birth of the divine infant, I felt him move in my interior, and coming outside, he placed himself in my arms, and stretching out his tiny little hands to my neck, he told me, "My daughter, you too, kiss me and squeeze me to yourself, as I kiss you and squeeze you to myself. And let us love each other with such contest of love as to never stop." And abandoning himself in my arms as a tiny little baby, he remained silent. But who can say the squeezes of love, the affectionate kisses? I believe it is better to pass over them in silence. Then, afterwards, resuming his speaking, he added, "My daughter, my birth in time was the rebirth of my divine will and my humanity. And as it was reborn in me, it brought the good news of its rebirth in the human generations. My fiat is eternal, but it can be said that it was as though born in Adam in order to form the long generation of the rebirth in the creature. But since Adam rejected this divine will, by rejecting it, he prevented the many rebirths it was to have in each creature. And with constant and invincible love it waited for my humanity in order to be born again in the midst of the human family. Therefore, everything I did in the whole course of my life, the baby tears, my moans and wailings, were nothing other than rebirths of my divine will that were formed in me so as to make it be reborn in creatures. In fact, it being reborn in me, and possessing it as my own, I had the right and the power to give it and make it be reborn in the creature. So, everything that my humanity would do, steps, works, words, pains, and even my breath, and my very death, formed as many rebirths of my divine will for as many creatures as would have the good of the rebirth of my divine fiat. Since I am the head of the human family, and it, my members, as the head I called with my acts, I called the many rebirths of my divine volition within me, to let them pass to be reborn in my members, the creatures. Therefore, there was not one act I did, even my very sacramental life, each consecrated host, are continuous rebirths of my supreme volition, which it prepares for the creature. So, I am the true sacrificed one of a cause so holy, that my will may reign. I myself am the one who formed its kingdom within me, and making it be reborn in me as many times for as many creatures as it would be reborn in, I formed its most holy empire and its reigning in the midst of my members. Now, my daughter, after I placed the kingdom of my divine will in safety within my humanity, I had to manifest it in order to make it known. Therefore I came to you and I began to narrate to you the long story of my divine fiat. Now, you must know that I have made and I make so many manifestations, I have spoken so many truths, so many words, for as many rebirths as my will did in my humanity. Its rebirths in me and its knowledges that I manifest to you will be in perfect balance. Each rebirth of my divine volition done in me and in each consecrated host will find a manifestation and a truth of its own that confirms it, and will give it a rebirth in the creature. In fact, in God the Word forms the life of the good He wants to form in the creature. Our Word is bearer of life. Was this not our Word, Fiat, that, pronouncing itself, created the heavens, the sun and everything that can be seen in the entire universe, and even the very life of man himself? Until we pronounced, Fiat, everything was in us. As it was pronounced, it populated heavens and earth with so many works, beautiful and worthy of us, and it gave the start to the long generation of so many human lives. See, then, how everything I tell you on my divine will bring, with the power of my creative word, It's many rebirths done in me into the midst of the human family. Here is the great reason for a story so long and a speaking of mine so continuous. It will be in balance with everything that was done by us in creation, and with everything I did in redemption. And if it seems that sometimes I remain silent, it is not because I have ceased my speaking, but because I take rest. In fact, it is my usual way to rest in my very word and works that come out of me. Just as I did in creation, it was not pronounced always. I would say, fiat, and I would pause, and then I would pronounce it again. So I do in you, I speak, I give you my lesson and I take rest. First, to enjoy in you the effects of my words, and to dispose you to receive the new life of my lesson. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight in my divine will be continuous.